Rumpus time is over.
There's a new sheriff in town.
Luke's crazy.
Luke, the force is strong with you.
Did you hear that, Brian?
Luke, we're gonna have company!
Bad guys of the galaxy, beware! The defender of the universe is here!
In order to form a more perfect union.
Luke Bryan!
One margarita, two margarita, three margarita shot.
Stop that! You're not going into a song while I'm here.
And now for something completely different.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Talking Heads.
Good Wednesday afternoon, everyone. Welcome to another show of Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. Got my friend Jesse filling in for Brian this afternoon because he has done some excellent work around here, Jesse, and he is improving the station over in Waukesha, the Shaw 101 FM and WAUK 540 AM. So I've got you filling in for Brian here on these airwaves this afternoon. And folks, Brian has done the marvelous work of installing the phone lines here in our new Solidarity Realty Studios in Madison for Devil Radio 92.7 FM and WTTN 1580 AM out of Columbus. So you are more than welcome to join us on today's big show by giving us a call or sending us a text at 844-967-2789. But Jesse, how you doing this afternoon?
Fabulous. And I'd say stop abusing Brian's diligent work ethic, but then I wouldn't get a chance to be here. So
I told him I wanted to give him
up.
See, that is a very, very selfish point of yours. But yes, he is keeping up the excellent work. He's doing great things here, helping move the moving us into these new studios here in Madison and creating the studio in Waukesha as well. And you know, apparently they're happening both at the same time. So it was just exactly what the doctor ordered. Brian is just
studio factory.
He is. He's just creating studios out of thin air. And Brian, we love you. Keep up the excellent work. I told him to give me a hug when he was leaving here this afternoon, and he said, "No, you don't want to touch me right now. I'm very. I gotta go." So we wish him the best of luck for all the work that he's going to be continuing to do in Waukesha, but got you filling in for him this afternoon on Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian.
But of course.
Yes. And Jesse, we can take phone calls at 844-967-2789. But wanted to start off today's show. It is Wednesday afternoon here in Madison, Wisconsin, and we're still waiting to get a lot of information from a shooting that took place more than 6 days ago, Jesse. There was several different law enforcement agencies were involved in this, I guess, incident is what the law enforcement officers are calling it.
It's really hard to make heads or tails of it because law enforcement agencies, understandably, that, you know, it's somewhat tight-lipped because there's an investigation going on. But at the same time, some basic facts should be supplied to the public, if for no other reason than, you know, we're not all left to speculate. Like, what agencies were involved? I'm not clear on a lot of really important basic stuff on this.
Yeah, unfortunately, a lot of the different agencies involved have kind of just not answered a whole lot of questions when asked by the press and members of the family of the victim that was shot 5 times in the back on Madison's Far East Side last Thursday morning around, I believe, 8 a.m. So we're approaching a week now. Tomorrow morning, it will be 7 days since this shooting took place. And we can't even find out. We didn't find out until earlier this week that it was a State Department of Criminal Investigations officer that was the one that fired the gun, because everybody else that was there, the Madison police, Dane County sheriffs, and they all said that they did not have officers involved.
We don't know that it was just the one officer that was shooting, though. Am I right? I mean, last I heard
we know that it was individuals with the DOJ's Department of Criminal Investigation. We don't know if it was more than one individual. We don't know how many individuals or members of law enforcement did the shooting, but we do know that Madison Police is reporting this. The Wisconsin State Journal this morning was reporting the Madison Police Department is saying none of our officers were involved. They did not discharge their weapons. And in fact, the Madison Police Department is saying that the officers that were on the scene for the Madison Police didn't even see the shooting happen.
And to for the for the listeners who don't know anything about this, what we do know is that Quadron Wilson was unarmed at the time. Whether he was wanted for a warrant, I believe, is the case. I don't know what for, but a law enforcement vehicle, unmarked, was in front of him and behind him.
They pinned him.
One stopped in front of him, and the other slammed into the back of him. And before getting out, and I believe Quadron Wilson, from what I've read, told his family after the fact that roughly 20 rounds were fired into the car, five of which struck him in the back. Now, I kind of don't care what somebody did. Regardless of what somebody did or what they're wanted for, I don't think that that tactic of slamming a vehicle into another vehicle on the public roadways is a safe or efficable tactic to ever be using.
And if he was in fact unarmed, because we are waiting for a lot of these details to come out around this incident that took place last Thursday morning, if he was unarmed, a warrant out for his arrest does not allow officers to shoot 20 rounds and five of which go into his back. That is not what an arrest warrant is for. So the fact that that was the pretense for why this incident occurred the way that it did, and the fact that they used a pincer maneuver, almost, Jesse, pinning him between two unmarked cars, is pretty incredible. So we're waiting to hear a lot more of the details. But the weird sticking point on all of this is that the DCI, the Department of Criminal Investigations, is typically who investigates when there is a law enforcement officer in the state of Wisconsin that discharges their weapon. Automatically now, it is state law that DCI goes in and does an investigation of the incident to make sure that that law enforcement officer was justified in discharging their weapon. But now, DCI is not going to be investigating itself, so the Dane County Sheriff's Department is who's stepping in to investigate this incident. And so we're waiting to hear more from the Dane County Sheriff's Office. Sheriff Calvin Barrett has indicated that he is doing everything that they can to review the situation, but it's just pretty shocking to me, Jesse, that it's 6 days later and we have not heard any more details other than what has been reported at the State Journal, saying Madison police departments weren't involved.
What the family has been saying thus far, from what I read yesterday, is they put out a statement saying that he had surgery for the five bullet wounds in his back, and after 1 day was released.
Less than a day was booked into the Dane County Jail.
Right. He's currently asking to be put back in the hospital and not released to the public, but, you know, under guard at the hospital, because he's also been denied pain medication. And on top of that, the family said that he's been denied access to a lawyer as well, which is one of the most despicable things about this whole, except for the, shooting a guy in the back, which even children know that's a dishonorable thing to do to somebody. I don't know. I don't know what else to say.
Yeah, the fact that if the bullet wounds were, in fact, in his back, as reports are coming out, it's a question. I think the investigation from the Dane County Sheriff's Department is going to be very important, because why officers were firing 20 rounds in a public area that's a morning commute time on the far east side of Madison and
American Parkway, for those folks who are not sure exactly where this happened, stone's throw away from Sun Prairie, right off the highway.
Yes, not too far at all from. It was off of 151 essentially. It was a major throughway for Madison here, and the fact that this is happening at 8 o'clock in the morning in broad daylight
during rush hour, bullets do ricochet, people.
Well, and who knows? They might have ricocheted off of the vehicle that Wilson was leaving, and then that's how they got into his back. But we won't know more until the Dane County Sheriff's Office shares more. And folks, you are listening to Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. You got my friend Jesse filling in for the day. But Brian, before he did leave for the day, or heading over to the Waukesha station, he managed to get the phone lines up. So you can give us a call at 844-967-2789. Up first this afternoon, we got Pizza Box Mike calling in. Pizza Box Mike, what's on your mind today?
Well, I went to, I knew about this last Thursday, and I had more details. I didn't say much about it, pending, what the family wanted said Doug, because I'm friends with some of the people that are friends with his family. So I found out believe it or not, from someone who is in Jamaica right now. That's how I found out. I communicated with his sister yesterday and found out where the rally was. But I knew that pretty much the details last week. What better way to start, you know, Black History Month than 20 bullets and a cover-up, right? I mean, that's what it was from the start. And everybody that's, you know, seen this enough times, you know, yeah, sure, I'm a guy that doesn't know anything about it, even though that's my children and grandchildren that are going through the same thing that these people's children go through. I'm the only one that has that privileged white skin in my family. Okay, so, yeah, I'm just so sickened by it. The Black Panthers, the original Black Panthers from Milwaukee were here. I'm going to try and bring him on my show Saturday and really let it all go, because I'm just tired of people. You know, the position I'm in, to be honest with you, a 60-year-old white guy with brown children and grandchildren, more often than not, I find myself not mattering to people that are brown or white. They don't care what I have to say or how I feel about all this stuff. They have no idea. And I knew about this when before I had children, before I got married. I grew up my whole life this way.
So, Pizza Box, are there any specific details that you've heard that we are missing here that are pertinent?
Yeah, absolutely. How about a warrant being issued, you know, several hours after he was shot? How about they broke open his window and you know, he responded with his hands up and some dumbass yelled, "Gun!" And 20 rounds go into the car, 5 into his back, and you're right, 24 hours after having those bullets taken out of his back, he's in the jail. Listen, this is like beyond human rights violations. You'll see and hear from some of the family that were there talking to the media that and making the point that most people treat their animals far better than that. This guy's been sitting in jail. Nobody's changing his bandages. He's bleeding. They won't let him get a lawyer. I mean, just listen to the media today. You'll find out. But I'm sick. My soul, I don't even want to be a part of anything anymore, man. I just want to check out at this point, join my grandkids, and leave this damn country.
Pizza Box, we appreciate the call. Yeah, those are some pretty shocking details. So we're waiting to hear more. Folks, you are listening to Dueling Tangents. You can be like Pizza Box, Mike. Give us a call, 844-967-2789. Got much more coming up after this break.
We all know.